Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet has the lead, Peter. He has 3 points. Amy Dickinson and P.J. O'Rourke are tied for second. Each has 2.
All right, we have flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go second. P.J., that means you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
President Bush appointed former Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick to head the blank.
World Bank.
Right. Presidential hopeful blank unveiled his health care plan this week.
Was that John Edwards?
No, it was
Barack Obama.
It was Obama, but you said the other one first.
Uh-oh.
China announced the death of Zhang Zhang, the first blank bred in captivity and released into the wild.
Panda.
Right. A court filing by prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald stated that, yes, blank was a covert agent when her name was made public in 2003.
Oh, what's her name? The spy. Got Scooter Libby in trouble.
Yeah, at least one person doesn't know who she is. Valerie Plame is her name. Motorist in eastern India. Motorists in eastern India are complaining because cars are being stopped by a blank.
Bangladesh.
No, by an elephant who will not let people pass without handing over food.
Hate that.
This week, for the first time in more than 20 years, Bill Gates and blank shared a stage to talk about technology.
Steve Jobs.
Right. After serving 8 years in prison for assisting suicides, blank was paroled on Friday.
Oh, Dr. Death.
But his name is?
Look, I'm taking my meds.
All right.
Doing my best.
Do not take his. It's Jack Kevorkian. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer is proposing regulations that would require high school students to, quote, engage in vigorous athletic activity lasting for more than 1 hour before allowing them to blank.
Have sex.
No. The regulation is that students will be required to engage in vigorous athletic activity lasting for more than 1 hour before they are allowed to drink Gatorade.
Oh.
State law, New York.
Okay, yeah.
It's marketed as a drink for athletes, of course, but it's mainly consumed by tubby, sedentary types who think chugging it will make them sweat orange like Derek Jeter does. So Eliot Spitzer wants to make sure no nerds allowed at the Gatorade vending machine.
Okay.
In New York State schools.
Yeah, okay.
Carl, how did PJ do on our quiz?
PJ had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. He now has 8 points. And PJ has a little lead.
Not doing
there.
So well.
All right. Well, Carl's too kind to say that. All right, Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Anti-war protester and owner of Camp Casey, blank, announced that she would no longer be the face of the anti-war movement.
Cindy Sheehan.
Right. President Bush urged 15 industrialized nations to set standards to reduce the levels of blank.
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, greenhouse gases, including that. A new poll finds that fewer than half of Americans living along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts have made any preparations for a blank season.
Hurricane.
Right. After a tick reportedly climbed up his leg during an outdoor press conference, Senator Chuck Schumer began a treatment for blank.
Lyme disease.
Right. Talking about sexual predators in South Carolina. The state's attorney general, Henry McMaster, said an hour ago it was dry and sunny skies. But I promise you out there right now, it's blank.
Raining puppies. No.
No, he said it's raining perverts. Hallelujah. Universal Studios announced that they would be opening a new theme park modeled after the blank books.
Harry Potter.
Exactly. Tony Award winner and Match Game regular blank died at the age of 76.
Charles Nelson Reilly?
Charles Nelson Reilly, yeah. A woman in Jacksonville, Illinois immediately called police when she realized blank.
That's the question. That's,
that's
a clue?
The question.
A little open-ended.
A woman
in Jacksonville, Illinois.
That she was no longer in Florida.
No.
As she thought.
That someone had stolen her son's bong. The woman was distraught when she realized that the bong was gone because that bong was the only thing she had to remind her of her son, currently in prison. The police, can't imagine for what, the police, perhaps touched by the mother's devotion, got to work, tracked down and returned the beloved bong to the mother's arms.
That's a nice story.
Isn't it though?
Look, as a mom, I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
Sure. You want your kids' drug paraphernalia around you.
Just to remind you of when they were using drugs.
Just of all the good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
All righty, then. Only one more question for you, Carl. How many, then, does Tom need to win?
6 correct answers.
All right, Tom, here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. President Bush observed the blank holiday at Arlington National Cemetery.
Memorial Day.
Right. Vladimir Putin said that Russia tested new missiles because blank has triggered a new arms race.
President Bush.
Right. The U.S. Apple began selling blank that the buyer can use on any player.
Music.
Right. As Florida Governor Charlie Crist began a visit to Israel, a Jerusalem Post headline had a typo, so it read blank.
Christ?
Yes. Christ visits Jerusalem, said the newspaper.
Wow. Now, that you'd think that would be front page of Washington
Post. You'd think so.
Post,
astronomers, you know? Astronomers announced that they had discovered 28 new blanks outside our solar system.
Planets.
Right. This week, blank demanded and then retracted a request to be traded from the L.A. Lakers.
Kobe Bryant.
Right. A nature guide in Israel saved his sleeping family from harm by blanking.
I have no idea.
He wrestled a leopard to the floor in his underwear. And how it got in his underwear,
so sad
he'll never
that.
Know.
I knew that. I actually read that story. Now, why wouldn't that stick to me? There is
a
question.
I don't know. After the leopard jumped through the window, hopped into bed with Arthur Dumas and his sleeping family, the underwear-clad Dumas wrestled the big cat to the ground and pinned it for 20 minutes while waiting for help to arrive. Dumas shrugged the incident off, saying, it doesn't happen every day, but the kids were excited.
Yeah, get out the back teen, though. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah.
Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Well, Tom needed 6 correct answers, Peter, and he had 6 correct answers. So with 15 points, Tom will get this week's champion.
Impressive, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's amazing.